This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Happy Mother's Day. I say this to the best women on the planet, conservative women. Yes, yesterday was your day. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. I am so happy that I have so many beautiful women who listen to this show, who listen to my words. And I know what you do, ladies. You go and tell your kids, your cherins, you say, son, you know, baby girl, daughter, whatever, listen to this man. He makes sense. I had a woman buy my book, The Big Black Lie. She gave it to her son. I think she said he was about 15. She told me, she says, Kevin, this kid does not like to read. But I told him he had to read a certain number of pages. I don't remember how many of my book. So he starts reading the book. She says, Kevin, I passed by like 2 hours later. He's still lying on his bed reading your book. And I wrote her back and I said, hey, please tell me what he thinks about it. So she said he didn't put the book down. And then reported back to me that he loved it. And I said, you know what? I'm overjoyed that your 15-year-old son got a glimpse of my life. And whatever comes out of it for him, he, you know, it empowers him in some way. Because I guarantee you it will. All my books were written to be funny, but to have a point. Anyway, happy Mother's Day, belated to you ladies. Happy Baby Mama Day to the leftist feminists. Happy Nanny's Day to the feminists who control those other feminists. On May 1st of this year, it marked the 50th year of my mother's death. The 50th anniversary, I should say. Not the 50th year. She doesn't die every year, Kevin Jackson. I know. Shut up. As I reflected on her death, though, I thought of how most people on the left squander their maternal and their paternal relationships. And we'll cover this again on Happy Father's Day. But here's what I can tell you about leftists. They don't know good parenting. They don't know how to parent. They leave it, they cast their fate to the wind. And let me tell you what I mean by that. They are such a product of their environment in the sense of, well, this is the way people do it now. It's time out. And, you know, everybody gets a trophy kind of parenting and whatever else. I don't know what they do. Because let me tell you what my grandmother did. You did something wrong, she would just go off the instant. It didn't matter. It could be in public. My grandmother would slap you in public. If you did, if you were acting crazy, she would just reach up, boy, and hit you and go, you wait till you get home. You think that was bad. You would. And I know, oh yeah, today she'd be in prison for abuse. Because she abused every one of her kids and her grandkids that she raised. And she raised a lot of us. My mother, her two brothers, my two uncles. Then she raised about five grandkids. She raised more grandkids than she'd raised kids. And you know what? Those kids are doing pretty well. Anyway, good parenting. Spare the rod, spoil the child is what they say, and it's true. But you know what? You touch your child now, and the child is, that's a government's child. You better not touch that government child. People get all crazy. And then on for ladies, and I talk about this when I talk to kids a lot, to these college kids and stuff, but feminists want to convince these girls they don't need a man. They don't respect femininity. And in fact, they use their femininity, which is supposed to not even exist because we're a gender-free zone, right? But they use it against men. Women still selectively get to use their femininity in the Me Too movement and speak up. And, you know, they'll give it some kind of crazy name to pretend that they aren't the reason the movement exists. The Me Too movement, the reason that movement exists is because of feminists. Women who said, I will do whatever it takes to get ahead. I'll sleep on, you know, on the casting couch. I will ignore that the casting couch exists as long as I get ahead. Oh, by the way, when my career fails, then I'm going to go tell people about the casting couch and I'm going to go get men in trouble. there would be no such thing. We wouldn't even know what a Harvey Weinstein was if women on the left had an ounce of decorum. You know what conservative women would do if they ran into a Harvey Weinstein? They'd say, dude, try that. I will absolutely rip your whoops off, or I'll get my boyfriend or husband to do it. And Harvey would be like, whoop. Think of the mafia. The mafia coming in. You're going to give her this role. You know what I'm saying? I mean, what are we talking about here? You're going to give it a role. You're going to give it a role. I'm going to smash your head in. Okay? That's the way this is going to work. Conservative women would say, Guido, Rocco, Kevin, do something like that to somebody I care about, and she's getting a role, and you she's going to get any role she wants. And she ain't going to be up on your casting couch. Leftists want women marching around in vagina outfits, fighting for the powerful women who leapt gleefully on the casting couch. And now they want to complain. Women don't get enough roles, and women ain't doing this in Hollywood. What, have you not had your shot, women? What, you can't be producers and write films and start your own Hollywood companies? What? You don't have the guts? Feminists have made things worse for women. But they want you to support them. But now that they've been rode hard and put up wet, as we say in the country, they want to abandon you. They want to cry out, I was wrong. I was wrong. They did by Harvey Weinstein. Your God-given femininity. I'm talking to conservative women right now. You leftist women, shut up. Your God-given femininity has soothed the savage beast for millennia. Leftist women squandered it. The feminist. Your beauty, your grace, your elegance, discounted by the likes of Rosie O'Donnell, Joy Behar, Whoopi Goldberg, Hillary Clinton. I know you want to throw up. Go on and get your barf bag before I finish. Yeah. Your womanhood is your most powerful weapon. It is the most powerful weapon on the planet. I've said it 1,000 times. These vagina hat wearing protesters would not dare do this in one of the 700 plus France no-go zones. Stop marching in these safe zones. Go to Afghanistan, and then maybe you'll have some credibility. So don't buy into this Me Too hypocrite movement. The women have sold you out because they wanted better careers. Don't buy into it. Buy into what conservative women have been doing for millennia, raising warriors, raising real men, and appreciating the job that they've done, looking at their little creatures, these little boys with their naughty bits hanging on the outside and saying, I love that little dude. He's going to go on to be something great, and I will be the reason for it. The reason there are great men in this world is because there are great women behind them. Happy Mother's Day, conservative women. I love you all. This is Kevin Jackson Show. We'll be back in just a minute.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Said that John McCain was mocked. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, KJRadio.com. McCain was mocked, a war hero. How dare they? Lindsey Graham came out protecting his buddy. Yeah. How? The White House, supposedly, it was leaked that somebody doesn't like John McCain. Really? Hey, let me just say this. They haven't leaked anything about John McCain and what he said about Donald Trump. They don't have to leak it. They say it publicly, right to your face.
He's grabs women by the burglar. He'll do this. Don't let him near your people. Donald Trump is a terrible person. He's a racist. He's just.
It was leaked that somebody said, I don't think John McCain's that big of a deal. What? I can't believe it.
Who would dare say that about our war hero? T-Rex.
Hey, I'm John McCain. I cannot reach for things because I was beaten while I was a POW.
Hey, it doesn't matter that I sold people out. That's a rumor. There are people that served at that POW camp with John McCain said they sold him out. By the way, don't do this. Don't do this, okay, what I'm about to tell you. This is Kevin Jackson only type material. Listen to me only. Don't do it. Don't go look at John McCain's actual record of service. The son of an admiral. John McCain, who treated doing things in the military that would have gotten most people kicked out, but he was the son of an admiral. So John McCain didn't. And then he gets himself shot down because maybe John McCain wasn't quite the pilot that people said he was. What? Maybe he wasn't as good of a soldier as he appears to be. You know how sometimes you go through something and you go, you know what, I got to milk this thing. I sucked, but I got to milk it. So John McCain milks his service and the fact he's a POW. Who else were POWs over there? What other name do you know as a POW? Was John McCain the only POW? Of course not. You can't name one. But he's a hero. None of those other guys were heroes. Have we heard of anything they did in that camp? Oh, wait, John McCain was the highest ranking person in the camp. Oh, so that means he kept everything together, right? The same John McCain who's represented the conservative movement? Let me tell you something, folks. We've been POWs for decades. John McCain has been the leader in many cases. If you lived in Arizona, he was the leader of your POW camp. Do you feel vindicated? Did he vindicate you on Obamacare? What has he vindicated you on? Being a turncoat? It makes me wonder what he did for the Vietnamese. Oh, I know. Kevin, we can't talk about John McCain. It's sacrilege. Oh, it's like talking about God. Yeah, let's not talk about John McCain's staffer saying he's one of the most hot-headed people on the planet, egotistical to a fault. Oh, let's overlook that. Why? Because he's got a daughter. She's on TV. He's also got an adopted daughter. His trophy wife. Don't ask that John McCain about his first wife and what he did to her. You know, military wife. Ooh. When John McCain was young and dumb and, you know, there's a, you can finish that, but they call it young, dumb, and full of something. That, let's not worry about her. What he did to her, how he treated her. You know, life of a military wife's not easy. Spurs certainly won at that level. And with a hothead, hot shot, a maverick. I'll be your wingman anytime, Maverick. No, I don't want to be your wingman. You get shot down, John McCain. Sorry. I'm not going to be a POW. I'm just giving you the facts here. Oh, but John McCain, huh? Somebody said something bad about him. What? Are we supposed to just roll over and go, oh, let's rub John McCain's little belly because he's been such an amazing patriot and he's dying of brain cancer. Let's just rub his belly. Kevin, you're being very mean right now. Am I? My sarcasm is mean? No, because what? Hands off? You know, let me tell you, hands off of Gandhi. Hands off of Mother Teresa. It ain't hands off of John McCain. See, you've been taught, hands off. Stop it, Kevin Jackson. You're being mean-spirited. I'm going to quit listening to your show if you keep this up. Hey, it's a big world out there. Have fun. Go forth and conquer. Because I don't care. I told you guys before, the statute of limitations has run out for me on John McCain's POW. He's milked that enough for 5 lifetimes. Because until you can tell me the name of another POW, don't talk to me about John McCain. Like he did something spectacular. He did nothing more spectacular than any other soldier, any other military man who served in that war. Nothing. Except lose a multi-million dollar piece of equipment in the process. And he had the good fortune of having the rank to be the guy that everybody, oh, John McCain was in the POW camp and he kept all the boys alive. There were people over there going, he didn't do jack. He's fraternizing with the enemy. And look, I'm not telling you that you get over there in those hostile situations like that and you don't change the way you think in order to survive. I get it. But don't act like you come back here and you're a saint and untouchable. That you then don't have to do the work of the people. That you can allow your ego to get in the way. Oh, Kevin, how do you know he has an ego? Because anybody that's got the kind of money, you know where I was going, right? Anybody that has that kind of coin and cannot leave the Senate because of the power. Trophy wife served his country in more than one way, in the military, in the Senate, for decades, and he can't leave it behind, is an egotistical maniac. Who would dare die of brain cancer in the Senate than to have gone off and lived his life 10 years ago? Certainly in the last election, which is when I started talking smack about this clown. So don't talk to me about John McCain. He's no hero to me. And I'm going to tell you something. I respect everybody that put on a uniform for doing that, but it doesn't mean I have to respect everything that they did. I go up and shake the hand of every veteran I see. But you know what? I have veterans that tell me, I have veteran friends. One of them told me specifically, he says, Kevin, he goes, man, I appreciate you and what you do for the military. But he goes, man, I don't deserve it. He goes, I was a scared kid in Vietnam. And he goes, I felt like I ran more than I fought. This guy told me this point blank. A person I have a lot of love for. And I told him, you know what? I don't care what you did and how you feel about what your service. You did something redeeming. You were in a situation that this country put you in that you couldn't make sense of. And there were times where, yes, you feared for your life. But there were times you did something heroic. Something that helped your fellow man. It's impossible not to have done it. So get over it. This is a man in his 70s. And and you can feel his pain, man. I could feel it. And he's telling me, don't thank me because I wasn't heroic. But here's John McCain and the John Kerry's of the world. Yeah, hey, listen, I was a POW. I got a flesh wound in the case of Kerry. And they want to be respected and you to feel like their word means more than somebody else.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. I've been taking these informal polls. I do it all the time because I just, you know, I want to get an idea of how people are thinking. And some of them are just common sense. I mean, do you really have to ask people, hey, do you think people like their tax cut? Do you think people like getting their bonuses back when Donald Trump did the tax cut? I mean, come on. It's common sense. Of course they did. Now, the muscle memory of that's going to go quickly because the media is going to continue to beat it down and pretend it's nothing. But Donald Trump's smart enough to, if you look at his tweet, he kindly, hey, how about that tax cut? He'll do, you know, he knows it's been in the past, but he'll say, hey, and what about that tax cut? Do a tweet that will be related to North Korea. Then he'll go, hey, and don't forget that tax cut. Good for him. He's a one-man media machine, and I happen to like it. But I love the comparisons between Trump and Obama. And right now, things aren't going that well. I mean, they really are in reality. But I'm saying the polling and stuff is still reminding Trump. You can see the deep state at work. Let's try to remind people of how great Barack Obama was. Hey, remember, he was black. I mean, it really is that ridiculous. I don't know if you guys know, Barack Obama used to, they had hundreds of millions. I think they invested a couple $100 million in marketing of Barack Obama's policies when he was president, making you believe it. They hired a PR firm that did nothing but say how great Obama was. And that's gone. I hope Donald Trump looked at that budget line item and went, okay, this is gone. No way. This is out of here. Big time. Boom. Gone. Trump doesn't. I'll put it to you this way. If you said to Donald Trump, hey, we can give taxpayer dollars. We give you $200 million to market yourself on behalf, whatever your initiatives are, at taxpayer expense. Donald Trump would say, no, put that money back into the treasury. I'll handle it. That's what he'd do, because he doesn't need it. And when you have the record that he has, which I've been mocking it the whole entire show today. What type of ammunition do you have against Donald Trump? What are the left talking about still? Stormy Daniels and an investigation of Russians that has completely collapsed. It's completely collapsed. That's what they want to go after Trump about in 2020. In 2018, let me tell you, tomorrow you're going to get another indicator because there are going to be another set of primaries. You're going to see record Republican turnout yet again. You're going to see candidates that are losing, that were part of the deep state or getting in tight races or just deciding, you know what, I'm out. But you're from now to when the primary's in, your sensibilities and how you viewed politics of the past are going to be tested in every way, because it's going to be like, what? Another sitting congressman lost to a Tea Party person? To a person that Donald Trump endorsed? Or what? It's just going to be like, what? And it's going to confound the left because they want everybody to believe that Trump's not popular. Earlier in the broadcast, I played a thing where I asked this very simple question. If Trump is so unpopular, why are everybody running, the number of people running, why are they trying to associate themselves with Donald Trump? You can't pick up anything out there without somebody going,
I support Donald Trump.
They're putting on MAGA hats. They're wearing MAGA shirts. They're being seen with guns and, you know, and I mean, anything that represents Donald Trump's play.
I would have voted for the tax cut. I'm a tax cut guy. You know, Donald Trump, he's my man. If he can't do it, no one can.
I mean, it's cheesy. People are wanting to run with Trump. Ask yourself this. I'm just giving you some things to sort of do self-polling. Ask yourself this. Would you, as a candidate, and I realize there are some areas where Donald Trump may not be as popular, but in this general scheme of things, if you were a candidate running and the president said, would you like me to put out a tweet about you? What would you say? If the president said, in bigger office, I'm willing to come in and campaign with you, what would you say? If he said, I'm willing to write a fundraising narrative that you can use, what would you say? I know the answer. Yes, yes, and heck yes. And you would do it because you want to be associated with a, dare we say this word again, winner. A winner. By the way, are you tired of winning? Because if you are, you're about to be exhausted. Winning is what we do now in the conservative movement. You take any poll, common sense poll. I just took one. Let me ask you. Do you think that a candidate running for Senate or Congress, if given the offer, would say, I don't want Donald Trump running with me. I need you to keep Donald Trump away from me. What do you think? You think they're 100% of the Senate voted for Donald Trump's tax cuts? Do you think there's a senator out there that will vote, that will go against Donald Trump with that? Because let me tell you, you look at the ones, there are Democrat senators that want to now jump on the Trump wagon. And oh, by the way, there will be Democrat House members who will not say what Nancy Pelosi is saying. We're going to rescind the tax cuts, and we're going to take that money away from people. They're going to say, you know, I disagree with this, with the minority leader of the House and Nancy Pelosi, and I actually believe that the tax cuts were good for America, and I don't agree with all of Donald Trump's policies, but I do believe that the tax cut, you're going to watch the most wishy-washy jellyfish spineless people on the planet waffling on the left. Because they're going to have to come over here. Well, I do agree with the president's foreign policy initiatives where he was able to get North Korea to come to the plate. And this, you're going to watch this stuff come out in droves. Trust me on this. Trust and believe. It's going to come out in droves. Man, and the Republicans, when they see that, are going to be, please, Donald Trump. We love Donald Trump. Donald Trump. We worship at the altar of Donald Trump. And here's the good news. Donald Trump isn't going to be impacted by it. He's not going to be like, yeah, you better follow my policies or whatever. Donald Trump just says, I'm going to go do my job. You make up your mind if you want to be a part of it. But if you don't go negative on me. That's his warning. Don't go negative. I want to get into this poll. There's a poll of Obama versus Trump. And they say this, Americans by a wide margin, 56% to 37%. Think Barack Obama was a better president than Donald Trump, according to a CNN poll of adults released this week. I can't help but laugh. This is comedy. America, and get this, Americans think Hillary Clinton would have been a better president than Trump has been, but by a much smaller margin, 47 to 44%. Now, if you want to see a poll that has absolutely no significance whatsoever, I just gave it to you. You know how many people wanted Barack Obama to run with them in 2014? None. Barack Obama couldn't offer support. And when he did, people were like, just stay away. Just stay away. Please, don't come. Don't come. Go look it up. In 2010, they were embracing Barack Obama. He'd been in office 2 years. It was time for the elections, and everybody was still living off the high of being baby black Jesus. And you know what happened in 2010? They got crushed. The Democrats were beaten so badly. Barack Obama came out. Well, you know, we took a bit of a slacking. people they voted and they let me know. That was the only time that guy showed an ounce of humility. Then 2012 came up. He had to get cocky again because none of his policies worked. You know, if I don't have to cut the budget in half within 4 years, I don't deserve a second term. And he didn't. He didn't do it. So he had to come out. Well, look, I had a lot of other things that people don't understand. I'll tell you what, whatever. But let me tell you, 2014 came, and you know what happened? Excuse me, they didn't cough. Another shellacking, another butt kicking, and nobody wanted to run with him. In 2016, ask yourself, outside of Hillary Clinton, how many people actively campaigned with Barack Obama? Watch what happens with Trump. This year and 2 years from now, from November of this year, watch what happens. They said people may think that Obama was good as president at giving eulogies in a way Clinton would not have been. They're trying to rationalize why Clinton didn't have as big of a gap with CNN. Really? You're trying to figure this out? They said by the end of the 2016 campaign, they were basically aligned on everything. The gap between Obama and Trump, 19 percentage points, and Clinton, 3, is really large. Was it based on policy differences? So it wasn't. They know that that wasn't. And so they believe it's based on the idea that Obama's more likable. But I'm going to tell you, it's based on the idea of nonsense because it's a BS poll.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, people. So Hillary Clinton believes gender. She's still talking about gender and this stuff. And I was talking about a poll last segment that showed people favor Obama by 19 points over Trump in the CNN poll, but they only favor Hillary Clinton by 3 points over Trump in the poll. So let me tell you what that really means. What that really means is that, and let me give you the actual numbers so you know, it was like Barack Obama, they said, was 56% to 37% for Trump. Hillary Clinton, 47 to 44%. Let me make some real sense of this poll for you. What it tells you is, of the left, 37% of them like Donald Trump now in terms of comparison to Obama, because there aren't any conservatives in that poll. And on Hillary Clinton, it's practically even. Leftists like Trump as much as they liked Hillary. And now you can say, why is it that there's a bigger gap between the likability between Hillary versus Obama in comparison to Trump? And it's very simple. There's much bigger investment in Obama. There's a lot. The investment in Hillary Clinton's done. Most people want her out of here. The lady up in there's a Democrat running for office. What's her name? Can't remember. But she's in a tight race. She's probably going to lose. She's asking Hillary to just go away. The gender thing and all that is killing her. She's like, will Hillary Clinton please just go away? A Democrat ask her to. So, but anyway, back to this poll. So this poll is actually very bad news for the Democrats, because what it shows you, it's a CNN poll, and it tells you the number of hardcore anti-Trump, that's who is over there. So even at the worst case scenario, 37% of those people like Donald Trump compared to even Barack Obama, baby black Jesus. That's a huge number. That's why when you looked at the millennials, for example, who at one point the Democrats had like a double digit lead over Republicans in millennials' views of the parties. And even though they tell you how much the Republicans are hated, millennials are now exactly even, 39-39 Republican to Democrat, with the rest of them undecided. That hasn't happened in ages. That's how bad Barack Obama was. That's how bad Hillary Clinton's been. Now, I want to go back to this, this poll, because Hillary Clinton was over in Australia, and she was asked about her race, and again, and she, you know, it's a derivative thought on the same excuses that she's been using. But I want you to hear the clip, because it's priceless.
You pointed to the research about likability in men and likability in women in leadership. But another aspect, I think, is the focus on appearance, you know, just the absolute forensics that get done about what women are wearing and how they look. You joked that your book about being Secretary of State should have been entitled The Scrunchy Chronicles, 112 Countries, and it's still all about the hair. I'm wondering whether what happened should have been entitled Almost 66 Million Votes, and it's still all about the hair. Can you talk to us about how this question of appearance just drags at women leaders?
Well, you know, look, the double standard is alive and well, and it is more difficult for women in public positions. We'll talk about politics, but it's true in business, it's true in the media, it's just true across the board, because there are expectations about women's appearance that are deep in our collective DNA, so that people feel free to comment either favorably or unfavorably about hairstyles, clothing, fashions, and all the rest of it. Now, some of that is because we are still getting used to seeing women in these roles. When you are the only woman doing something, or you are the first woman doing something, there is no basis of comparison. And so the attention is, you know, really focused on the superficial, in part because people are trying to make sense of it.
Oh, my gosh. Have you ever heard more drivel in your life? The double standard is alive and well. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. There's no double standard here. If you're good at what you do, I want you to be a part of it. If you're not, get the stepping. I don't care if you are my mother, my grandmother, my brother. If you suck at what you do, go find something you're good at. I may be more, okay, mom, look, here's the thing. You're not very good at this, but, you know, we got a place for you. But seriously. That's the way. I don't want it sugarcoated for me. I want to be good at what I do. I want people to go, you know what? Man, you bring Kevin in. Like, speaking. I got a 96-point-something percentile of the speaking engagement I went to recently. And I was sitting there going, how could I have gotten 100, huh? Who are the racists that didn't want to give me that? Yeah, little turkeys. But I was the highest-rated speaker they've ever had. Seriously. I'm not joking about it. And I'm proud of that. I'm proud to tell you that. It's not a slam on the other speakers. You know, go do your thing, baby. Beat me next time. Because we can keep going at it. But that's what you do. You want that challenge. But the women, man, these leftist feminist women, it's a double standard. I can't do it. You know what the double standard is? That these women have the opportunity to do everything that a man can do, and they still complain. I put it the other day when I heard Michelle Obama talking about this lady goes, you know, I dreamed about my wedding, and I don't think that's right. Really? So she dreamed about a wedding, a day that is so lopsided against men, it's ridiculous, and that isn't even good enough. I mean, if men got to dream about a wedding and buy a $15,000, $20,000 wear one-time garment, get a $20,000 rock put on their hand, be told it's your day, and no matter whether your woman is PMSing or whatever, she better be good to you on that day. Man, are you out of your mind? We would be like, we would be in heaven. And all I got to do is buy her a $200 ring and rent her a $50 tux. Done. Trading. But you can't even please women, feminists, on the best day of their lives. Oh, I had to dream about my wedding, and I just don't think that's very fair. I dreamed, and blah, blah, blah. Let me dream about it. And then she says, there's an expectation, Hillary Clinton, there's an expectation about a woman's appearance. Hey, Hillary, there's an expectation about everybody's appearance. But she says it's deep in our collective DNA that we measure women on their appearances. But let's say that we go with that. Let's say we run with that concept. Who did it, Hillary? Men's Fitness? GQ? No. Elle and all the other magazine, Cosmopolitan, all of them dedicated to women, photoshopped and trimming of the body and, you know, perfection and perfect makeup and perfect this and that. Oh, yeah, men did all that, right? Mm-hmm. Why? Because let me tell you something. If a woman unphoto-touched can get in a bikini, like Kim Kardashian, I'll use her as an example. And you go, Kevin, that's a harsh example. Kim Kardashian doesn't have to be photoshopped for a guy to go, that girl is fine. Pretty lady. Many of these Hollywood women, they aren't perfect, but we don't need to Photoshop them. Who's Photoshopping them, giving them the idea of perfection that women then go spend billions of dollars, leftist women mostly, go spend billions of dollars trying to look is that level of perfection? Fake boobs, fake lips, fake this, fake that. You look at a picture of a chick in Hollywood from, you know, now, and you look at her when she was a little boy, and you go, holy cow. That's how good it is. They are just made up frauds. But Hillary wants to blame us. It's in our collective DNA. She says, feel free to comment favorably or unfavorably on hairstyles, clothing, etc. Really? Do you think that's, what do you think people do? You comment favorably or unfavorably. If you dress nicely, which by the way, Hillary has people who dress her. What's the problem? Hillary has people who tell her what hairstyle to wear, who did all kinds of work on her while she took her little hiatus after she did a Louis. What is she talking about? And then she says, when you're the only woman or the first woman, there's no basis of comparison. Hey, Hillary and other feminists that are listening to the Kevin Jackson show, there is a basis of comparison. Men. See, men have set the mark. Hillary acts like we can't be measured because there's never been a woman. No, you can be measured. And let me tell you what. In most instances, they fail to achieve the level of their male counterparts because of women like Hillary Clinton and Michelle Obama. Left to their own devices, women would be fine. But they put these standards on themselves that are frankly unfair. But it's because of them. It's because of the failures. The people who can't get it done, like Michelle Obama and Hillary Clinton, that hurts women more than anything.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.